Now, Parker Urquhart was kind of a fan favorite here in Chicago. So how did you get that attachment to the fans?
I don't know. I guess just year by year. I mean, I try to go out and play as hard as I can. And, not everybody's your fan all the time. But, I think it just comes from a little bit of luck of being with the same team for a long time, which is, nowadays tough to do. And just, trying to show up every day to play as hard as I can. And you hope that people like what you do out there. And it's not always the case. But, it's been a good time here in Chicago. The fans have treated me great, just, at the ballpark here and around the city. I mean, it's been a good thing.
You've been in this game 14 years now. Who are some of the role models along the way for you in this game?
For me, I remember when I first came up, I was drafted by the Dodgers, and so when I first got to the big leagues, it was with them briefly. And, there were guys there like Eric Karros, Mike Piazza, Todd Zeal. That kind of showed me the ropes and kind of tried to help me as best they could. I don't know if I was at a point where I was could be helped. That wasn't very good, but they tried to help me as best they could. When I got over to the White Sox, guys like Ray Durham, James Baldwin, we had some good guys, Cal Eldred, with the older guys on those teams. And when I first got here, it was kind of a rebuilding team and a lot of young guys, so there wasn't as much of the older guys, but we, as younger guys, kind of bonded together and kind of had a couple good years and won a division. And, in baseball, there's always people. There's never a shortage of people, whether it be coaches or players that are there to help. I mean, and all you try to do is when you get on the other side of it is try to pass it down.
Having coached college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams, I always told my guys that if you want to play on the major league level, the key is hitting. And you got to master hitting and, more importantly, master your own strike zone and become the toughest out possible. Now, over the years, it seemed like you just mellowed into that role and become such a clutch hitter.
Well, I hope so. Not always as easy. Sometimes it's harder than it is, other times. But, I think you're right as far as you got to know yourself. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. There's, guys out there with a lot of speed, trying to hit home runs and putting the ball in the air. It's not a good combination. You got to use your best qualities, I think. If you're in high school or college, be honest with yourself and say, this is the type of hitter I am, this is the type of player I am, and try to really dive into that and try to be as good as you can at that, because sometimes you see guys trying to do things up there that, they don't need to do. If they're a good defensive shortstop, let's say, with a lot of speed, it doesn't really matter if they hit, this many home runs as opposed to no home runs. If they're getting on base all the time and being able to steal bases, that's just going to build up their value, and teams are going to, like that. Now, there's other guys out there that don't have that skill set that should be working on how to drive the ball and hit some homers and drive and run. So I think that's the big thing, is just knowing who you are, and hopefully the people around you can, help you with that and let you know, because you see a lot of guys sometimes trying to, it would be nice to be a 5-2 player and be able to do it all, but that's not the case with everybody. So I think you need to identify what you are and try to be good at that and work at that as best you can.
So let's take our youngsters back when Parker Nurse was playing high school baseball. Were you a 5-2 guy here?
No, I was not then, and I'm not now. I guess that's the good news for me as far as a hitter. I mean, I've never really had a change along the way. I was always a guy that was a middle of the order guy, looking for a pitch to driving runs. The good news is that, like I said, I haven't had to really ever change who I was. I guess the bad news is that as a hitter, that can be the toughest thing to do sometimes, and that's what kind of, as a guy who just plays first base or DHs, that's all you have to offer. I wish I could steal a base. I wish, I could play shortstop. So sometimes that can weigh on you a little bit as a hitter. If that's all you're bringing to the table, it's obviously a good thing when you're doing it. But when you're not doing it, you can not feel the best about that, because you feel like you're not maybe offering some other things out there. But that's just the way baseball is. I mean, there's different guys that do different things and make up a team. And that's just always where I've been, kind of a middle of the order guy hoping to drive in some runs for the team.
So what do you feel was the turning point for you that turned scouts' heads to put you in position to be on somebody's draft list?
Well, obviously, probably the hitting was number one. But back in high school, I used to catch. So I think you combine the hitting and the catching, and that's always going to be attractive to scouts. Had I just played first in high school, it wouldn't have looked probably. I wouldn't have probably drawn as much attention. But when you're catching, and not that I was a great catcher, but I was doing okay. And I think that's obviously just like a left-handed pitcher that throws hard or a slick fielding shortstop. I mean, those are going to turn some heads. So the fact that I was swinging the bat pretty well and also a catcher, I'm sure that's why I at least got looks. I was also very lucky to have, as a sophomore and a junior in high school, I had people ahead of me, juniors and seniors, that were good players and prospect types. So, you know, they were coming out to watch them. And, you know, as a byproduct, I probably had some good games. And I think, you know, they make some notes, say this kid's younger, but he might be coming along in a couple of years. So I was always lucky to be in a good program with some other guys that could play, that they probably came to watch them and, you know, maybe got noticed. Maybe I got noticed in some of those games.
You know, fans watch the game and they think, just because you guys is major leaguers, that you can always come up and get a hit, get the home run. They don't realize that just like you're a major league team, you're facing another major league team. Their objective is to get you out as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, sometimes the game can be very easy, and then other times it seems impossible. But like you said, I mean, the other team, the other pitcher out there, he's getting paid as well to do a job. So sometimes they do it better than you do, and, you know, you got to swallow that and come back the next day and try to be, try to turn the tide. And, yeah, 162-game schedule, month and a half of spring training. It's an everyday thing, and, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be up here. I mean, you see a lot of guys do well in the minor leagues and make their way through and then kind of get up here, and, you know, getting over that hump to be up here every day and play every day is it's not easy. Like they say, it's easier to get to the big leagues than it is to stay, and that's a pretty true statement.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this last question because you're fortunate you got through the whole interview without Adam Dunn coming to make his cameo. He used to run in my shoes. So what about you guys handcuffing those guys in the locker room?
Well, you know, it's part of the commercial, and but not far from the truth. You know, you get some of these young guys that overstep their bounds every now and again. You got to put them back in their lane, and every player – you know, when you were young, you had to do the same thing. So it's just part of the tradition that some of the younger guys get out of line. You gotta, you know, smarten them up a little bit and make them pay a price. So, and someday those guys will be doing that to somebody else. That's the beauty of the game.
Coach, say you youngsters behind the scenes with the man and the captain of the Chicago White Sox, PK, Paul Konerko. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You guys.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.